Welcome to a very first dog Christmas. I'm Mark Colvin. Our story begins in the humble harbourside manor of Federal Communications Minister Ebenezer Turnbull III.
Oh, what a day. I've finally got around to putting up the Christmas decoration. I do love a bit of holly. Well, at least a leaf of it anyway. And the Christmas twig looks very festive in that cat food tin I found in next door's recycling. To think that people actually spend money on that sort of thing, leaners. Ah, well, it's time for bed. I might just lie down on this enormous pile of money and catch up with 7:30 Hobart on iView. Bah, humbug. What is this? Why can't I ever get this BroadFi to work? I've got hardly any speed gigs at all. Oh, what in tarnation is that?
Ebenezer Turnbull, it is I.
Ooh. Who are you?
I'm the ghost of the National Broadband Network.
Would you stop making that stupid noise?
Oh, yes, sorry. I've come to tell you something very important.
Yes?
Oh, hang on. Just buffering. You will soon be visited by three spirits from the past, present and future of the ABC.
Would you stop making that noise?
Oh, yes, all right. Hang on. Just buffering.
These spirits, do they have appointments? Oh, it's gone. Well, I never liked the NBN anyway. Oh, for heaven's sake, what now?
It is I, James Dibble.
You're Virginia Trioli.
Yeah, all right. Look, I'm filling in for the ghost of ABC Past. She's on maternity backfill family long service sick leave. And I've come to show you the proud history of public broadcasting.
You mean the continuous repeats of three-year-old episodes of QI?
No! Remember Bellbird, Adventure Island, GTK, Midsummer Murders Series 27, 7:30 Hobart. Woo!
Oh, Thank goodness she's gone. Now I'm off to bed. Oh, not again. Talk about groupthink.
Ebenezer Turnbull. I'm Mark Colvin, the ghost of ABC Present.
I thought you were the narrator.
Job sharing. Although I like to think of myself as platform agnostic. I've come to show you the ABC as it is today, the nation's cultural guiding light, the jewel in the ornate and heavily gilt crown of public conversation, the guiding star in the media firmament, the veritable toast of the informational zodiac.
Yes, all right, I get it. Do you mean the continuous repeats of three-year-old episodes of QI?
No, I mean 7:30 Hobart.
Right, that's it. I'm off.
No, wait, there is one more visitation. The most important and most terrifying yet.
Would you stop that? Thank heavens taxpayer dollars aren't being wasted on this rubbish.
I'm the ghost of Christmas future.
Wait, you're Sarah Ferguson.
Thank you for joining us, Minister. Before I show you the next terrifying vision, I have some questions.
No, anything but that. I'll do whatever you want.
Answer the question, Minister.
But I can't answer the question if you haven't even asked me yet.
So you're saying you won't answer any questions that you haven't actually been asked?
Well, yes.
Minister, what are you trying to hide?
Oh, but can't we go and see the terrifying vision? Anything would be better than this.
Come with me.
What is this terrible place?
This is the ABC cafeteria in Ultimo on Christmas Eve. You see those starving wretches squabbling over cab charges in the corner?
Yes.
That's all that's left of Classic FM. And some of those lining up for their Christmas feast of thin gruel and strips of latte-soaked yoga mat. That's all that's left of Quentin Dempster's personal staff, his cufflink valet, and his third undergardener.
Oh, But that's very festive. Who's this poor figure lying in the corner?
Why, that's the ABC managing director, Mark Scott, who's dying of a broken heart. Heed this vision, Ebenezer Turnbull. Their fate is in your bony but impeccably manicured hands. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programmes.
Oh, it's Christmas Day. Pine.
Yes, sir.
Christopher, fire up the jetcopter. We're off to the ABC.
Yes, sir.
Who's that?
Why, it's the Minister for Communications.
Merry Christmas to all. Cab charges for everyone. You there, have these sandals. And I've brought food. Look at this delicious ham.
Has anyone seen Pippa?
And here, an enormous turkey.
Has anyone seen Hoot?
You there, young Scott. Cheer up, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas. God bless us, everyone.
No, Mr. Scott, you have to do the voice.
God bless us, everyone.
Yay! For it's Christmas once more.
Are you a young scientist with passion and flair, wanting to make an impact? Well, to mark 40 years of The Science Show, RN and the University of New South Wales have launched Top 5 Under 40. It's a chance to turn your research into compelling radio and online features. Our Top 5 Under 40 winners will also join a Scientists in Residence program here at RN, giving a new generation of scientists a voice. Top 5 Under 40 is on the RN homepage.